Welcome to Mid-Season Moms Podcast,
a sweet and sour take on raising teens to adults.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Cora.
I'm Angela.
And occasionally we'll have some guest hosts.
Mom guilt. How do you handle mom guilt? But for real, like, if I get too far down, I get super depressed. Mom guilt gets me more than anything else, other type of guilt.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
What's your biggest mom guilt? Like, what do you feel the most guilt about?
Mine was definitely putting my first baby in daycare.
Yeah.
Because I didn't live by my mom. And I had to work. I've always had to work. And I hated it. It was hard.
So
and I still feel guilty about it sometimes.
Dang it.
Really?
Yeah.
So my biggest mom guilt is the amount of anxiety that I've passed on to my children, that hereditarily they do get very anxious. And it's sad to see them mimic the same things that I did. And I wish I didn't have, not that I could have controlled my anxiety anymore. It's just that, and they are just predispositioned to it. But I just know how hard it is. So then watching them do it, I feel like I've made them wrong. Mm-hmm. Like I just cooked them wrong. You know? So that's my biggest mom guilt. When you go to the doctor and they say, hey,
yeah,
they have anxiety, maybe we should try treating it. And I literally cry. I'm like, I've broken them. But
well, you passed your genes on.
Mm-hmm.
And you really can't help that. That's not even like, well, yeah, it is. It's a mom guilt thing, but at least it's not something that you actually did.
Right. But it's so hard.
It would be hard.
I literally apologize to them probably at least one of them on a monthly basis where I'm like, I'm so sorry that you have to stress about that. Like, I wish that you could just let things go like other people let things go. But that's my biggest mom guilt. And it's not something I can change, but it is something I stress over all the time.
Yeah.
So that's mine.
Mine is just, I have a lot of mom guilt right now, just looking back of things I wish I would have done different.
Yeah.
Like, I should have done this. I should have done more of this. I should, you know.
I would say my looking back one is reading. I should have read to them more. I read to them every night for a really long time, and then I just stopped and just didn't. And I wish I would have kept on reading to them. Like, I see where, like, families every night are reading a book together and the mom's reading to them, and I have not done that for so, so long. And I'm like, I wish I would have read to them more. I know it's weird, though. I have weird mom guilt things.
I don't think that's weird.
I would never even think about that, actually.
Like, you see how, like, they're like, hey, we all read Harry Potter. Like, we finished through all of them. And instead of me being like, whoa, you're so amazing, I'm like, I wish I did that. I think that it takes dedication to be able to read every night and put that into your schedule. It just does. Yeah,
it does.
It totally does. Because nighttime, you're like, go to bed, kids.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
That is me. And I find it admirable that people take the time to do that.
I'm not really, big shocker coming up here, guys. I'm not really the kind of person to stress over the past because you can't change it. Can you believe I just said that?
Is that
surprising?
I want to be Angela when I grow up.
Me too.
So I don't focus. I mean, of course it comes up, you know, but I try not to focus on it, and I try not to go back and nitpick things because it does no good. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
I did say today when I found out you took Maisie to the sing-along, I was like, I turned to Blake and I said, I wish I would have done more like things like that with the kids when they were little. Like, just took them out of school and did things. Fun things.
Right, because sometimes our priorities differ than what we kind of thought. We thought certain things, like perfect attendance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember having to go back to school. So I had missed zero school days that year. And my brother's best friend had died. and it was his funeral. And to get perfect attendance, I had to come back after the funeral to school. Like, totally bloodshot.
Yeah.
Eyes. Horrible.
Yeah.
But I got my perfect attendance. But, and both my mom and I wanted it. But looking back, I know both of us are like, why did we care? What?
That didn't matter at all.
Like, why did we not just go grab ice cream and be like, screw that.
Yeah.
But we all.
Yeah.
Well, what about that we put the dog down in October? Oh. And I sent my kids to school after. I didn't even think they shouldn't go to school. Mm. I took them to school. And I'm like, Mom, people couldn't, or I wasn't like that. Olivia said, people thought I was crazy to be there. I'm like, I didn't even think about it.
She but was, were they where okay? You belonged. Like, did they want to stay? Did they mention it?
She did.
Oh, okay.
I think they were fine. Jameson hates to miss school because he has such hard classes. He doesn't want
to make
them
up. Sometimes
it's
harder to miss because you have to catch
yeah.
up.
Yeah, for real.
So, yeah. Yeah. That's why I'm like, yeah, elementary school, they can miss.
Yeah, I wish I would have let him miss more.
Yeah, when it didn't quite matter.
Uh-huh. Because it's not as hard to make stuff up. And
uh-huh.
So I have my eighth grader, I'm letting her miss next Tuesday. And when I began the sentence, seriously, 2 hours ago, I was like, well, you didn't really care on a Saturday to go over there and watch with me, to watch the drill team. And she's like, yeah. And then I thought, well, it's fun. It's a memory. She's in eighth grade. The grades don't matter yet. I might as well just let her miss. And then we can get those
yeah.
silly dot ice creams or whatever that they have. Dippin' Dots that I hate buying. But anyways, I'm like, it's fun for her to be with me and her sister. Her sister's taking the day off of work to be able to go. And sometimes maybe they just want to take a day off of work and it's just school.
Yeah.
And her grades are good. So I thought, oh, fine. But I'm sure people will think. I know people think I take my kids out too much. But
the school secretary, I took Olivia out quite a bit last year for different doctor's appointments, but also just to take her to lunch. And the school secretary just gave me the dirtiest look every time I go get her.
They mom guilted you?
They mom guilted. Mom shamed. Okay, I went to an IEP. If anyone knows what those are, individualized education plan. Mm-hmm. So if your kid has like dyslexia or a learning disability or anything of that sort, you have to go to those like every 6 months. And I know a lot of people feel really, really guilty when they go to those. And it leads to a ton of mom guilt. I don't feel guilt going to them. I'm like, this is who my kid is. I'm proud of them. That's great. But I was so happy because they pulled up his like attendance and they're like, oh my goodness. He has like all satisfactory attendance. Like it's all S's, not NC's, which means no credit or means that you've missed too much or all of this. And I'm like, I still think he's sloughed a couple classes too many times, in my opinion. But they were like, oh my goodness, we had some that were like hundreds of missing classes.
Like
hundreds.
Hours and hours of detention.
Really? For no reason. Not because they were sick, not because something happened, just because they, and I was like, that was a mom win right there.
Gold star for Chelsea.
Gold star for me. But I'm like, I feel bad because there are some moms that they can't control if their kids are getting to class or not. So,
yeah.
But I was like, that's one thing I don't have to feel guilt about.
Well, you also, you just have to choose your guilt because there's always guilt. Right.
I one thing I feel guilty about is I feel like I spoil my kids too much.
Oh, I totally do that.
And I'm like, I'm not sure if it okay, you're so that. Overprivileged. It's sickening. I do think this often.
Yeah.
And I keep doing it. And every Christmas, I'm like, I'm going to not do as much this Christmas because this is ridiculous. And then I still do it. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
You're like, I recognize the problem. I just can't fix it.
I have a hard time.
There's moms who, okay, so it was funny because I had two different moms. One said, I feel guilty when I don't stop doing laundry or dishes to go play with my kids. And the other mom said, why should I feel guilty for doing what needs to be done instead of going and having fun with my kids?
Weird.
Weird, right?
That's interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
That is interesting. I don't know if I would ever feel on one way or the other about that. Just because sometimes I just don't do it and hang out with the kids. And sometimes I'm like, I've got to get this done.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like there's some people
who are super driven. Into play like in each different circumstance. Like sometimes the dishes can wait and you just go play. But sometimes something really can't wait.
Right.
Well, and I just think it's where your kids are too. Like sometimes your kids are just having a hard time and you need to be there. Yeah.
Well,
over everything else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that quote that says, cleaning while your kids are growing is like shoveling when it's still snowing.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, except that sometimes I just, it's not because they're growing or anything. It's just because I didn't want to do it. I was spending this quality time.
The thing is I feel like I was a way better mom when I had more kids at home and I had a schedule and I had places to be and things to do and I cooked dinner, and now like I feel like I'm just totally slacking.
I just DoorDashed Cafe Rio at 9:15 at night, guys. I didn't even pick it up.
Yeah.
And I canceled half the stuff I had today because I had a headache. And I'm all, enjoy your dinner.
Oh, that reminded me.
It's like midnight.
Somebody else said that they hate it when moms get so mad that they're so busy because of all the activities that they scheduled for their kids.
I know, right?
That's so true.
That made me laugh because who hasn't done that?
I feel friend guilt when I say, I'm just so busy. But yet...
Like, who isn't busy?
Well, but hold on. I watched 10 episodes of Blue Bloods in the last 2 weeks, so I'm sure I'm not so busy.
Like, I'm all, you're busy with Blue Blood.
Like, I'm all, it comes out of my mouth, and I think, that's a lie. I'm not that busy.
I want to sound busy.
No.
I actually look at all the things I did when the kids were littler, and...
You got to
look at myself,
right?
And I'm like, I was crazy. Why did I do so much stuff? And now I'm like, no, I won't do the PTA.
Yeah.
Because I was PTA president, so were you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I did all those things. I worked. I was PTA president. I did this and this and this. And now I'm like, I could never keep that schedule. There is no way I could ever do that.
Like, legit. I think that. I'm all, how did I do so much?
But there's just a season for everything.
There is. And my season is not to do extra things right now.
Yeah.
That's so funny. But yeah, but like, I don't know. I could feel guilt about a lot of stuff. I really could.
You could literally feel guilty 100 times a day.
Well, you could take yourself right down feeling guilty. And
yeah.
Basically, you have to say... You have to give yourself the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. One thing that I really loved, someone commented and said, you're exactly the mom your kids need.
Exactly. I love
that
quote.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that. And maybe we are the way we are because maybe my mom guilt of anxiety. Maybe I have anxiety because my kids were going to have it. So I needed to be able to recognize when she... can't leave to go to a party.
You can understand that.
I can understand
yourself.
Why she doesn't want to leave to go to a party. Because I am a very extroverted, but yet really would just stay home all the time person. I think I left my house like twice this week, guys. Like, for real. Like, I have no problem just staying home all the time.
I would go crazy.
I would too. I had a newborn and I went to my sister's birthday party like 4 days later because I could not be in the house anymore.
And I did that.
I went to school.
Like, yeah, you had to go to school. I used to be more like that. But as I've gotten older, like I tell Ryan, if he ever dies, I'll probably just live in my house all the time.
Be a hermit.
I'll be like a hermit. Like, I'm on my way.
All right, Cora, we have a job.
Yeah.
We won't let her be. It's okay.
Yeah.
We'll get her out.
I'll watch a bunch of Netflix for darn sure.
She'll look up facts on her phone.
That I do love. I've been researching lots of stuff lately. It's so dang fun. Actually, it is fun. People make me feel guilty about that.
About what?
I really like facts. Like
they, No, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty.
No, it's cool. I like it.
But they're always like,
Yeah.
Like literally.
No, kind of nerdy.
I always get that too.
Like I read a ton of books last year.
Right.
How do you have time to read?
Because I make time. You make time for what's important to you.
I just do.
Yes. Like I'm all, so I read about whales being grandparents.
How do you have time to worry about where I'm finding my time to read?
Exactly.
You know, like, why do we do that?
I don't know why.
We all do it. Why do we do it? Human nature.
My brain is filled with a lot of facts that are probably never going to be needed, but
sometimes they come in handy.
So Chelsea, answer this. So when you find yourself going down the rabbit hole of guilt, what do you do?
What do I do? It depends on how bad it's gotten. So if it's gotten bad, I really do have to like talk to people. That's like my biggest thing is I really have to tell someone it's super bad and I'm having a really hard time with this. But usually I can pull it out by reading like good quotes. Those inspire me all the time. Just like words of wisdom. Also just looking, social media to me doesn't make me feel guilty. It makes me actually feel like empowered. I know that's not normal for most people, but for me, I don't feel guilt from it.
I don't either.
I feel almost inspired by the people who, by what they're doing. And when they put inspirational quotes and so for me, like what, and so like the MLMs, you know, lots of moms do them. Lots of moms post a lot of stuff about it.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I'm like, they're out there doing it. That's not what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's inspirational that they are. So for me, kind of going into other people's lives and kind of seeing and realizing that they went through this, but yet they're still being able to do this. So I can do it too. So that's kind of how I do it more. But I mean, it's, depression's a slippery slope for sure.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, social media is, it can be either spectrum. It can really.
Right.
Bring you down, or you can look at it and say, oh, I am pretty normal. This is okay.
Yeah. And I think sometimes it's different. Like sometimes it depends.
And even find inspiration from what you just said, you know, just.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I know some people who just put inspirational comments on, and I follow people who do inspirational comments or quotes every day. And I love that. I love it too.
I love that too.
It makes me happy. If I could print a quote off every day and hang it in my house.
And I love people who think about, I mean, how many times have you thought of someone and just for no random reason, and then you just go about your day? But the people who think of someone and then they text them and say, hey, I'm thinking about you.
Right. Love that.
Like,
yeah,
it's so awesome.
I love that. I love that when I do that, let alone when someone does it to me. So in the end, it's just always better. I have a friend who, I was watching her Facebook and she had changed her profile picture. And I was like, that's interesting. So then I texted her and was like, hey, how's it going? Because I was starting to get, no, she texted me and I was like, I was going to text you this morning because I started to be concerned. And I should have noticed that, but mm-hmm. I didn't do it. And it, like those little tinges in your head, you should just follow them always.
Yeah.
Tinges, is that a word?
I think you just made that up, but I like it.
It was a good word.
Sure. I mean, they make words.
Like, It'll be in the Urban Dictionary
just
next
like,
year.
Take the extra 2 seconds and actually just follow through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it means a lot. It
means a lot to a lot of people. I love that when that happens.
Mm-hmm. It's the best.
Yeah. Because I would rather it just happen randomly than people be like, you look sad.
Yeah. Right.
You look so tired.
Are you tired? Reaching out when they know something. But just.
Right.
Like nothing at all is wrong at all, but I'm just thinking of you and.
Yeah.
Wanted you to know that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love that. But how do you guys deal with mom guilt when you're shaming yourself? Cora just lets it keep going.
Cora's just eating her necklace.
She literally is trying to eat herself.
I don't know
she
what.
Can, she doesn't let it go. I know she just stoops.
I'm ready to hear it.
I don't know. That's why I asked. I start crying. This is awesome.
Hey, it works.
It's all good.
I don't know. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
My biggest help is just this quote that comparison is a thief of joy. That's my favorite quote. I think about it a lot. And even just comparing yourself to the mom you were last week is detrimental to
true
health, because you aren't the mom you were last week. You're a different mom every morning when you wake up. Your life is different every day. And if you're comparing yourself to not only others, but to your own self, I mean, you'll never win. You can't win that battle.
Very true.
So, I don't know. That's just, you have to make a conscious effort, and you have to really believe in yourself.
Yeah. And give yourself.
And give yourself the credit that you deserve.
That you deserve, and a free pass. Like, be like, yes. Hey, I'm sorry. Let's move on. It's super hard for me
last
to do
week
that.
Sucked. I was a bad mom.
Yeah.
But today's a new day.
Yeah. But in the reality, the majority of the things we're doing, this is one thing I've thought of, isn't actually in the spectrum of life, is not that big of a deal.
It's not life-altering stuff.
Most of it's not life-altering. Even if it seems life-altering at that time, it probably is less life-altering than reality.
Going back to, if I let my daughter date before she was 16,
right?
That's not going to change who she is, who I am, who anyone is. It's not, in the grand scheme of things, it really doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
Well, things end up working out.
They do.
I have to remember that right now.
They do. Things end up working out. I remember just being so, like the world was ending because my daughter was getting married and I was not sure if she was ready or if he was the right person or if everything's perfect or if I loved how he treated her or if I loved how she treated him. I was so not sure. And it has worked out to be amazing. But during that time, I could, seriously, people would be like, it's so great. And I'd be all, yeah.
Is it?
Is it great? Yeah. I love it so much. So I just think it's hard. It's hard to think, oh, they're dating someone like this. And you're like, oh my goodness.
That's another thing is, if you can't control it, you gotta let it go.
Yeah.
You gotta let it go. If you honestly can't control a situation, you can't stew about it.
Yeah.
It's not healthy.
I know. I need to take my own advice. But.
And that's easier said than done, of course.
Hey, we did better on advising people things rather than phones. Phones, we were all. Sorry.
We're just like, we're all in the same crapshoot here.
We didn't know what to do. We have actually knowledge.
This is what's happening.
But we actually helped people maybe on this one.
I hope so.
But yeah, phones. Yeah, we don't know what to do about that.
Sometimes it's a discussion and that's it.
And sometimes
that's all you're going to get.
This is my hope. I have no preconceived notions of having a podcast. I get asked this all the time. You're crazy that you do it. And we have said it's just kind of like our own therapy. Like, it's more therapy for us than pretty much anyone else. I don't care if anybody ever listens, but if one person listens and feels like, hey, I can power through this day, then we've won.
Yeah.
Sometimes hey, that's true.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're kind of funny.
I think we're hilarious.
We're dang funny.
I'm not sure if everybody else thinks so.
Except for we cut out most of the funny stuff. So we're a lot funnier. Then you get to hear.
Come hang out with us.
Sometimes really it's not appropriate.
That is true. Okay, I think we're good. We're good. Signing off.